God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What do you fear most? Well, I think I know. It's the future. Either it is that what you fear is in the future, or the future is itself what you fear. That's natural because the future is by definition unknown. Even if we anticipate what will befall there, we don't know the future. It is an unknown quantity. And so for that reason, people come to the book of Revelation with great fear and trepidation because it is about the future. It's about the things that have been, are, and will be, and it's the will be that seems to absorb our attention because those are the things that we do not comprehend. And yet, the revelation of Jesus Christ is not just a revelation of future things. It is the revelation, not just through Jesus Christ, but of Him. Verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass. In verse 17, Jesus says an amazing thing. He says, fear not, I am. How amazing that we find the words fear not in a book like Revelation, and yet that's exactly what Jesus said. He said, fear not, I am. You see, you need not fear the future when you know the one who owns it. Maybe you've been to a new unknown location, and you were met by a familiar friend who gave you a tour. Your confidence was not in that you knew the place. Your confidence was in that you knew the person who knew the place. And the Lord Jesus is not bound by time. He is in the future. He owns the future. So He says, fear not, I am. Well, who is He? Verse 5, He says, the Bible says that He is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth. In other words, Jesus is everything sufficient for your future and for your present. In verses 8 and 11, He says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. So who He is should give us comfort regarding the future, whether it's the future of time or the future of eternity. We see here what He has. Verse 18, Jesus says, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and death. He is life, He conquers death. So think about what Jesus has. He has control over past, present, and future. What's most important, perhaps, for our purposes this morning, notice what He gives. In verse 4, John says, grace be unto you and peace. From whom? From Him which is and which was and which is to come. That is from Jesus. The very last verse of Revelation likewise says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And so what does the future hold? I do not know. But I know who holds the future, and you need not fear the future when you know the one who owns it.